USA Radio News with Wendy King.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is speaking out about Afghanistan.
Afghanistan is spinning out of control.
He's calling on the Taliban to cease fire and negotiate. They've taken control over all major cities in the country except the capital of Kabul. Around 3,000 U.S. troops are heading there to provide protection during the likely evacuation of embassy personnel and others in the city. Former National Security Council Afghan Director Paul Miller says President Biden's decision to withdraw from Afghanistan so quickly disheartened their military.
He, I think, delivered a crippling morale blow to the Afghan army, and they no longer believed they had the resources they needed to win. So if that's true, then why fight? And that has led to a cascading effect where the Afghan army is not fighting and the Taliban are winning.
This is USA Radio News. Energized
Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free, or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Officials put a military base in Washington, D.C. on lockdown temporarily after receiving reports of an armed man entering the location. The lockdown at Joint Base Anacostia-Balling was lifted about 2 hours after it began with the arrest of a suspect. The base said the man was last seen on the south side of the facility near the Blanchard Barracks. He was seen entering the base after local police received reports of shots being heard in the area. If last month felt hotter than usual, it wasn't just your imagination. NOAA's National Center for Environmental Information issued a press release saying that July 2021 earned the distinction as the world's hottest month ever recorded. Previously, 2016 July held the record for the hottest month on record when global temperatures were 1.65 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's some new expanded changes to Facebook. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Facebook is extending the option to use end-to-end encryption for some of their most popular features like Messenger voice and video calls. This means no one, including Facebook, can see or listen in or know what is being said. Some governments have pressured the company to end the service because it is popular with people trying to hide from authorities, but it will also keep calls from law-abiding citizens from hackers and criminals.
As inflation is slamming the U.S. economy, costing the American consumer more and more without any relief in sight, the cost of gasoline is up nearly 42% since the Trump administration was in office. President Biden's plan to curb the cost of fuel is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to please produce more oil. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his state can make up for the shortcomings if the Biden administration would just stay out of the way. President Biden's first act as president was to halt the Keystone Pipeline, stopping the flow of oil and killing thousands of union jobs. Unemployed Keystone worker Lynn Allen on Fox News says the governor is absolutely right.
Texas can absolutely flood the United States of America with oil. And this administration they got right now is hurting so many. Our families are suffering, and yet he wants to go to the foreign nations over there and buy oil? That don't make sense.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.